fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! What's the big fellow? I'm Silver!
It was late afternoon when the westbound stage reached Prairie Gap. Dave Anderson reined up at the station where the big coach stood while the horses were being changed.
Ho, ho, hold on.
Hey, Joe. Is Hank Turner inside the office?
Yeah, Dave, he's in there.
Thanks. I'm looking for a package that should have come in on your stage.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Hank. Say, was there a package on the stage?
Package? Sure. There were several of them.
No, I mean one for me. It'll be from St. Joe for my brother.
You seem to be in a hurry, Dave. Just a second. I'll have a look at the freight.
Hurry up, will you, Hank?
This here's the stuff that just arrived.
Yeah, this is mine right here, see? It's got my name on it, Dave Anderson, see?
Yeah, I guess that's for you all right now.
Yeah, I gotta open her up and make sure it's what I'm expecting.
Well, looks like it might be a box of cigars.
Yeah, it's the highest priced cigars you ever saw. Yeah, where in thunder's my knife?
There's a knife right there on the table.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I gotta hurry. I'm gonna meet Banker Hendricks at 5:00. It's almost 5 now.
If you're aiming to see Banker Hendricks, you better move fast. He's fixing to board the stage out front.
He is?
Look out the window, see for yourself. He just came up.
Oh, golly.
Great day. Is that real money?
It's from my brother in St. Joe.
Gosh, a cigar box full of folding money. Sakes alive.
I've got to catch the bank.
Hold on. You got a sign for that package.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I sign?
Right here. Now, take it easy. You've got time.
Thunderation.
Here's a pencil.
Thanks.
Write your name so as it can be read.
Yeah, there. That all right?
Yeah.
Now I've got to catch Banker Hendricks.
Looks like he forgot he was to meet you.
Hey, Mr. Hendricks. Just a minute, Mr. Hendricks, before you board that stage.
Yes, I live. Steve Anderson.
Yes, sir. Are you leaving town, Mr. Hendricks?
Yes, why?
Well, Gosh, I was supposed to meet you at 5:00. We had an appointment, don't you remember?
Sure enough. On my word, Anderson, I forgot all about it.
Well, could you step over toward the side for a minute? You'll have time before the stage leaves.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry about it, Anderson. Some urgent business takes me over the falls for a day or so. I should have let you know and saved you the trip to town.
Yeah, we can talk right here.
Well, what do you want to see me about?
Well, it's that mortgage you hold on my ranch.
Oh, that? I'm not worried, Anderson.
No, but I want to pay it off. I just got the cash from my brother. Came in on today's stage.
Oh, I see.
I have the cash right here with me.
When is the mortgage due?
No, not until next week.
But I'll be back the first thing Monday morning. Drop in at my office and we'll take care of things.
But I hate to have so much money over the weekend. Don't you want to take it now and give me a receipt for it?
No, I don't want to carry the money with me.
What'll I do with it? The bank's closed until Monday.
Well, just hang on to it.
I guess I'll have to. I didn't want to take the risk.
Sheriff Jackson has a safe in his office. You might leave it with him. He's standing right over there.
That's a good idea.
All aboard. We're waiting for you, Mr. Hendricks.
Coming. I'll see you on Monday then, Dave.
Yes, sir. First thing in the morning.
Fine. Fine and dandy. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Step right in, Mr. Hendricks.
You're all set to rule, honey. Them's mighty spry horses.
Get up there. Get up.
All right, Mr. Hendricks. Sheriff.
Well, Dave, how's things over at your ranch?
First rate, Sheriff. Fact is, I'm expecting to pay off the mortgage on the place in a couple of days.
Fine, fine. Glad to hear it.
I've got the cash right here, but the bank is leaving town, so he couldn't take it.
I saw him boarding the stage.
I wonder if you could lock this money up in your safe.
Be glad to do it for you, Dave, only my safe is busted. The lock is jammed.
Oh.
You might leave it with Hank Turner in the stage office.
Well, I don't trust him too far, Sheriff. I already signed for this box, you see, and... Well, I guess I better take it home with me and hide it until I'm ready to bring it to the banker on Wednesday morning.
Now, Dave, take your time and eat some breakfast.
I've had all I want, Janie.
Well, at least finish your coffee. There's no reason why you have to be at the bank the very minute Mr. Hendricks gets there. He'll be on hand all day.
I know.
And the money he'll keep, it won't spoil.
Phew, that coffee's hot.
It'll be cool in a minute.
Gosh, Jane, just think of it. When I get back from town, this house and ranch and everything on it will be ours. Free and clear.
Oh, it's wonderful, Dave.
I never expected my brother would be able to pay the cash he owed me.
Well, he did. And now you can pay off the mortgage and our worries will be over.
There. That's all I want. I'm on my way.
I saddled your horse while you were shaving.
Oh, fine. That's great. Now, where's my hat?
Right there on the peg.
Oh, yeah. Sure enough.
You have the cash?
You bet. I got it stowed away in four different pockets. A couple of men over by the watering trough.
Just watering their horses, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, honey.
Bye, Dave.
I'll see you later.
Steady, boy.
Here!
Goodbye.
Jane waved as Dave rode away. Then she turned to enter the house. She glanced toward the men who were near the watering trough, and to her dismay, she saw that one of those men wore a mask.
Oh.
Hurriedly, she stepped inside, grabbed a loaded rifle from a rack on the wall, and advanced on the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Don't you move. Don't either one of you move. If you do, I'll shoot.
We've helped ourselves to water. Fine.
You can have all the water you want, but you're not leaving here to ride after Dave and steal that cash.
Cash?
What I want to know is who told you that he had it. You needn't try to act innocent.
I'm not acting.
We not know about money.
All right, then. You didn't know about it. We'll let it go at that. Just the same, you're staying right where you are until Dave's had time to reach the bank. Is that clear?
Quite clear. Thanks for your hospitality. We'll be glad to stay here and rest for a little while.
Why?
Are you going to stay here and keep us covered with that rifle or take your bread from the oven before it's burned to a crisp?
Oh, my sakes alive, the bread.
You needn't worry, Mrs. Anderson. Go and take care of your baking. We'll be here.
I don't know what to do.
That rifle. You hear it?
Yes, Toto.
A rifle?
It's over that way, on the trail to town.
That's the way Dave went.
Well, is there any reason to think he might have been waylaid?
I don't know. He had money.
We'll find out who fired. Steady there, Silver.
Wait a minute. I'm still covering you.
Better put the rifle down.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella.
If something happened to Dave...
We'll let you know. Right there, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get off, Scout.
Hold Silver, hold.
Hold Silver, hold fella. Back now. Fella. Horse over there, Kimsabe. Same one we see at ranch.
Yes, said a big fellow. Must be Dave Anderson on the ground.
That's right. We got a canteen here.
Hit in the head. Here, pour some water on this bandana.
Him not dead.
No, not dead. He's breathing. That's enough. I'll see what sort of a wound this is. Yeah, let me see. Luckiest man we've met. Bullet just grazed him. Creased his head and knocked him out. Steady there. You're all right. I'll raise his head, Tonto. Hold your canteen to his lips. Shot probably came from that cutback. It's a perfect place for a dry gulcher. Both a man and a horse could hide there.
No shot.
A deep scratch, Anderson. You were lucky.
What about my money? I gotta see my money.
Your good luck didn't go that far. Your pocket's been turned inside out.
Oh.
How much did you have?
$5,000. Now it's gone. Now I lose my ranch. I can't pay off the mortgage. You missed.
Yes.
Let me up. Let me get up.
Steady, Dave, steady. Oh. See, you're not ready to stand up yet.
Mast, you robbed me. You stole my cash.
Oh, no, Dave. I was at your ranch when the shot was fired. Your wife will confirm that.
Only wash wound. That helped them.
You say you were on the way to pay off your mortgage?
Yeah. Ow! It hurts.
It hurt for a minute. Then be plenty better.
Who knew you were carrying $5,000?
No one. I kept it secret.
Didn't the banker know you had the money?
Oh, yeah. Banker Hendricks, he knew it.
Where did you get the money, Dave?
I got it from my brother. It came by stage.
Well, did the guard or driver of the stagecoach know they brought money to you?
There wasn't any way they could know.
How about the station agent?
See here, what's it to you? Go away and let me alone.
Take it easy. We're going to try to find your money. We're going to try to get it back for you.
Why are you so concerned?
Because I don't like thieves.
Oh.
And I especially hate dry gulchers. Now, what about the station agent?
Hank Turner? I guess he knew I got the cash.
That makes two. The banker and the stagecoach agent. Who else knew about the money?
No one. They're the only ones that knew it. I was afraid of being robbed, so I kept it a secret.
Head feel better now?
Yeah, Injun, it feels a heap better.
That bandage do for a little while. Fix better one when you get home.
Feel strong enough to go home, Dave?
I guess so. I sure hate to tell Jane what happened. It'd be mighty bad news for her.
We're going to take you home, Dave. And we're coming back here and try to pick up the trail of the man who shot you.
It was noon when the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to the scene of the shooting. They found the place where the gunman had crouched in hiding.
And right here is the mark of his knee, Tonto. He probably knelt on one knee when he took aim.
Not right.
And here's where the toe of his boot rested.
Mud plenty soft.
Maybe we'll find some of the mud on the toe of his boot.
Better sign over here, Kimasabi.
Oh? What's that?
Clear mark, a horse's hoof. Horse got bad shoe.
Let me see.
You look right there.
Uh-huh. That horse can't travel far without going lame. Tonto, perhaps we can save time.
How that?
Instead of following the trail, we'll go directly to town and watch the blacksmith shop.
That's good.
We'll watch for a small man with a small horse that needs a new shoe. If that man has red mud on the right knee and the toe of his right boot...
What we do?
We'll ask that man a few questions.
Right there, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get off, Scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Sheriff Jackson leaned against the edge of the open doorway while the blacksmith replaced a broken shoe on Runt Bosworth's horse.
Well done, eh, Smithy?
The horse wears four shoes, Bosworth. I replaced one. How about the others?
They're all right.
I can take a look at them while you're here.
They're all right, I tell you. Here's your money.
Thanks.
If that new shoe breaks like the last one, I'll come back here and wrap it around your neck.
Where are you going now, Bosworth? Back to your place?
What's it to you? Get up there.
Sheriff, there goes the meanest little critter I ever knew.
He's hard to get along with, all right.
Come on.
Hey, Sheriff, that's curious.
What's curious?
You see that white horse that's traveling the same way as Runt Bosworth?
Well, there's two horses. A white one and a paint.
Did you notice the man riding the white one?
No, what about him?
I got a glimpse of him as he went by, Sheriff. And I could swear his face is covered with a mask.
Runt Bosworth had been home but a few minutes when he heard an emphatic rap on the front door.
Who is it?
Open the door and find out.
Thinks he's smart, huh? I'll find out, all right. Just who do you think you are?
Coming in.
Mask.
Close the door, Toto.
Hold on there. Stand where you are. I've got a gun on you.
I don't like that.
Oh. Why, you...
Pick up his gun, Toto.
What's the idea? What do you want?
They came for the money you stole from Dave Anderson.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, Runt.
I didn't steal nothing from no one.
A few hours ago, Dave Anderson left home with cash to pay off the mortgage on his home. $5,000. Someone knelt by the trail and knocked him out of the saddle with a rifle bullet. His cash was stolen.
I don't know nothing about it.
The Dry Gulcher was a small man, and he had a small horse with a broken shoe. When he knelt to take aim, he left a sharp print of his knee in the toe of his right boot in the soft red mud. You still got some of that mud on your knee.
Huh? Oh, I can explain that.
Don't try. The horseshoe you had replaced will prove you a liar. Hand over that cash.
Now wait. Who are you?
The cash.
Someone borrowed my horse.
Too thin. Touch him, Tonto.
Now wait. Let go of me.
Easy, one in pockets.
You wouldn't do this if I was your size, you ornery redskin. Let me go.
This money. You take it, Kimasabi.
Thanks, Tonto.
You wait. You can't come in here and go through my pockets like that. It ain't legal.
You're not talking to the law.
You got all money, Kimasabi?
Yeah, there's only about $500 here. Where's the rest of it, Runt?
That's my own money.
This is just about 10% of what Dave lost. Looks to me as if someone who knew Dave's plans sent you to handle the gunplay, paid you a commission.
You needn't think you'll get any information out of me.
We see about that.
Go ahead, get rough.
Me know plenty ways to make fellas talk.
Maybe you know ways to make some people talk, but not me. You can knock me around or beat me up. I'm not talking. I'm not afraid of anything you can do.
We see about that.
Wait, Toto. I sort of believe he's telling the truth.
You bet I am.
I am up. We'll find another way to learn who has the rest of Dave Anderson's money.
It was mid-afternoon when the Lone Ranger returned to the Anderson Ranch. He was received as a friend.
Do come in. Dave and I have been wondering if we'd hear from you.
Well, thanks. How do you feel now, Dave?
I've got a headache. Outside of that, I'm all right.
He was just about to start for town to report the robbery to Sheriff Jackson.
Now, you didn't report it, did you?
No, Dave, I haven't talked to the sheriff. But Todd and I studied the ground where you were shot.
Did you find a track you could follow?
We found the man who shot you.
You did?
Who was it?
Did he have my cash?
His name is Bosworth.
Runt Bosworth.
Oh, that detestable little sneak. Dave, how did he know you had the money?
I don't know, unless someone told him.
You said the banker and the station master were the only ones who knew.
Well, one of them could have told Runt.
I think someone did. Whoever it was seemed to have gotten most of the money. Bosworth had only $500.
I lost $5,000.
So you said.
Maybe he hid the rest.
I doubt it. I think he split with the man who planned the ambush.
Where's Bosworth now?
Tied up in his ranch house. I doubt if he can be made to name his partner.
He can't.
But if he doesn't name his partner, the rest of the money will never be found.
Dave, does anyone know how much cash you had?
Well, I told you it was $5,000, just enough to pay off the mortgage.
Did you tell the banker exactly how much you had?
No, I don't think I did.
How about the station master?
Well, all he knows is that I had a cigar box full of big bills.
Good.
Why?
We may be able to make Runt's partner show himself.
How?
How can you do that?
Now, listen carefully, Dave. I left Tonto to keep an eye on Bosworth.
Yeah?
You go into town and report your loss just as you planned. But make sure Hank Turner and the banker hear about it.
But I don't see just
one thing more. You're to give the impression that you lost a lot more than $5,000.
A lot more?
But why?
Because if our guess is correct, the man who sent Bosworth to ambush you got about $4,500.
Yeah?
If he's made to believe you had more than $5,000, he'll think Bosworth held out on him.
That's right.
Well, as soon as you and the sheriff are out of the way, he'll probably make a beeline for Bosworth's house.
And accuse Runt of holding out some money.
That'll prove who hired Bosworth.
Yeah, I hope so. Dave, the sheriff will want you to show him where the robbery took place.
Yeah.
I'll go with him. By the time you return, Todd and I may have the thieves and your money.
I'll get started right away.
So while you're spreading the news in town, I'll go back to Bosworth's place and give Toto his instructions.
Robbed, you say? That's a downright shame, Dave.
Yeah, the dry gulch should clean me out, Mr. Hendricks. Took all the money I had, including the $5,000 I was bringing you to pay off the mortgage.
You mean to say you had more than $5,000?
Well, my brother was mighty generous.
Well, have you told the sheriff?
No, but I'm going to. Right now. I just stopped by on my way to the sheriff's office, Hank. I thought Sheriff Jackson might be here in the station with you.
He's not here, Dave. I reckon he's in his office. What happened to your head? You're all bandaged up.
I got dry gouged on the way to town.
Yeah?
Could have stole everything I had. The worst of it is I counted on using some of that money to pay off the $5,000 mortgage on my ranch.
You had more than $5,000?
You saw the cash, Hank. The cigar box full of big bills.
Where did it happen, Dave?
I can take you to the place, Sheriff. Maybe you can find tracks or something.
The blacksmith thought he saw a masked man. Maybe he's the guilty party. Let's go and take a look at the place it happened.
While Dave carried out the Lone Ranger's instructions in town, the masked man returned to Bosworth's house where he had left the dry gulcher tied to a chair and guarded by Tonto.
How long are you going to keep me tied up?
It's hard to say, Bosworth. We're leaving you here alone. Come along, Tonto.
You wait. I'll get square with you.
We'll see. Now, Tonto, we'll right away. But you circle right back. Add your horse and keep an eye on Bosworth. Don't let him know we're nearby.
Me savvy.
I'm going to wait at the edge of town. As soon as I see someone heading this way, I'll go after the sheriff and Dave Anderson.
Now, where them?
Somewhere between the town and the scene of the robbery to the north. You take care of things until we get here. Right there, big fellow.
Come on, Silver, get him up, scout.
Dave Anderson and the sheriff had traveled north for about 15 minutes on their way to the scene of the ambush. Then, quite unexpectedly, the lawman called a halt.
Rein up, Dave.
What's the trouble, Sheriff?
Dave, I just remembered something I should have taken care of before I left town.
Oh?
You said the ambush took place just a little this side of your ranch.
Yeah.
Well, you go on ahead. You wanted to travel slow anyhow on account of your wound. You go on. I'll probably catch up with you.
All right, Sheriff, if you say so.
I'll see you later.
Right.
Get up there!
The Lone Ranger waited at the edge of town, watching the trail to the east for one of the suspects. He didn't number the sheriff as one of those suspects. He didn't know that while he waited, Sheriff Jackson reined up at Bosworth's house.
Hold there. Hey, Bosworth, where are you? I want to talk to you. Hey, who tied you up like that?
Let me out of these doggone ropes. Cut me loose and I'll tell you all about it.
All right, I'll...
Sheriff, you wait. You not cut him loose.
Hey, who's a redskin?
Ain't a masked man tied me up.
Sheriff, feller who wear mask, him Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Yeah. You leave crook tied. Lone Ranger got plan to find partner.
What?
You come. Wait with Tonto. Wait outside. Me explain.
Listen, Sheriff. The masked man knows I shot Dave Anderson. He knows that someone else was in the deal with me.
Yeah?
When I wouldn't squeal, he said he'd find my partner in some other way.
Sheriff!
Get him up, redskin. Heist him.
You! You one who work with Dry Gulcher.
Keep him right where they are, or I'll drill you. I'll just take that gun of yours.
There. Good work, Sheriff. Now cut me loose.
Not just yet, you double-crossing little crook.
I didn't squeal.
Oh, you didn't squeal, but you held out on me.
I did not.
You said Anderson had $5,000. Said you kept out the $500 I promised you.
That's right.
Well, he had a lot more than $5,000.
He didn't.
Don't lie to me. I got the facts. Anderson said he aimed to pay off the mortgage with part of the cash. Does that sound like mortgage money was all he had?
Sheriff, we can talk that out later. Cut me loose.
We'll talk it out right now. You tell me the truth about the cash you got, or I'll shoot you. Then drill the redskin and let him take the blame for your murder. When I start shooting Runt, I aim to shoot twice. Cocking my gun, Runt. You know I don't bluff.
Jackson, please believe me. Ask the redskin if I ain't telling the truth.
I wouldn't believe him either. It's your last chance, Runt. Talk now.
Get him!
Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, right with you.
Sheriff worked with Bosworth.
Yes. Dave suddenly remembered that he'd told three men about the robbery.
It was just after the sheriff made an excuse to get away from me. I hightailed for the masked man.
Maybe Runt talk now, huh? You talk.
How about it, Bosworth? Are you going to take the punishment alone and let your partner keep the lion's share of the cash?
Oh, that polecat was ready to murder me. The dirty, greedy buzzard thought I double-crossed him. He got $4,500. Even then, he wasn't satisfied. I wish the lop-eared sidewinder was conscious. Then he could hear what I got to say about him.
He'll hear it in due time.
The whole thing was his idea. He said we might get $1,000 out of it. Offered me $500 to handle the gun and promised to cover my tracks. Why, the ornery
coyote... Save it, Bosworth. Wait till I come back with the marshal. He'll want to hear you. Better tie the sheriff, Toto. He might try to get lively in spite of a broken arm.
Me watch him.
We'll wait here for you.
I'll be back with the marshal.
What I'd like to know is... that skunk on the floor got the idea you had more than $5,000.
Oh, that. Well, you see, Runt, he thought the mortgage was $5,000. Fact is, it came to $10 less. It's true I'll have cash left over after paying the mortgage. I'll have $10.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.